Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham, and this episode is another diva shout-out. This time it is the one and only Pearl Bailey. Pearl May Bailey, Pearly May, to her friends, was born on March 29th, 1918, in Newport News, Virginia. But her family soon moved to Washington, D.C. And then in the early 1930s, her parents divorced, and she, along with her three siblings, moved with her mother to Philadelphia. In 1933, at 15 years old, Pearl won an amateur talent competition at the, and I kid you not, Pearl Theater. How's that for destiny? During the 1930s, Pearl could be found performing at Philadelphia's popular black nightclubs and soon also traveling to other East Coast venues. With the U.S. entering World War II, she started touring the country with the USO, doing shows for the troops, and eventually found herself settling in New York, where in 1944, she was booked at the Village Vanguard, and her career really took off, leading her to headlining with the bands led by people like Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington, and Count Basie in concerts and on the radio. This exposure soon landed Pearl on Broadway, which is where we are going to start. We are going to actually look at the Broadway musicals of Pearl Bailey, as well as some of her recordings. We are going to start with her Broadway shows. Her first Broadway show in 1946 is St. Louis Woman, which opened in March of 1946 at the Martin Beck Theater, which we now know as the Hirschfeld Theater. It had a great score by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. The cast was led by the famed dancing Nicholas Brothers, as well as Pearl Bailey, who, as I said, was now a star on the radio and doing concerts with some of the big bands, along with newcomer Ruby Hill. The show's book was a problem, unfortunately, and director Ruben Mamoulian stepped in at the out-of-town tryouts to try and fix things along with choreographer Charles Walters. But the New York reviews were very mixed, and being an all-black show, it was already kind of a hard sell, on top of the fact that the characters were depicted as not the most virtuous types, which kind of actually offended some of the black audiences, because these characters were kind of the denizens of the racetrack scene and the bars in St. Louis. Pearl played Butterfly, the barmaid of the main drinking establishment in the show, who is constantly putting off the advances of a losing jockey played by Fayard Nicholas. She got two great show-stopping numbers, and despite the show only lasting 113 performances, Pearl won the Donaldson Award. Remember, this was in the era before the Tony Awards, for Best Supporting Actress in a Musical that season. So from St. Louis Woman, Pearl Bailey's first Broadway show, we're going to hear Pearl singing Legalize My Name, and It's a Woman's Prerogative.
Won't I, do I, don't I? All you wanna do is bill and coo, but you's empty-handed when the bill is due. If you really love me and you love me true, legalize my name. That you want a sample of the way I pet. You've had all the sample that you're gonna get. Legalize my name. Before we ever can dwell out of one valley, you must learn how to spell justice of the peace. And I spell that peace with an E, A. My heart's blowing, sparks are showing. If you want those little sparks to bust into flame, you got to legalize my name. Don't care where I live at or what I live in. apartment or flat, any place but sin. And I might even live there, but not alone. If you prize me, notarize me, give me an old piece of parchment that I can pray. You've got to legalize my name. I don't know who it was wrote it, or by whose pen it was signed. Someone once said, and I quoted, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. He may have you in a halter, harness before and behind, but till you kneel at that altar, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Promise anything, anything at all. Promise everything. Honey, don't swerve. Throw 'em a curve. String 'em along till they show you what they've got in reserve. Big balance, and he seems heaven designed. If that boy's short on his talents, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. So don't fret how much you kissed them when on their couch you reclined. Don't forget we've got a system. It's a woman's prerogative to change her mind.
Now, while we are looking at Pearl's Broadway musicals, we should also remember that she also began appearing in movies around this time in 1947, with her first notable role coming actually in 1948's Isn't It Romantic, starring Veronica Lake, and later appearing in the film versions of Porgy and Bess and Carmen Jones, as well as eventually going on to voicing the character of Big Mama the Owl in Disney's animated The Fox and the Hound in 1981. But I just wanted to make note that at this time, as we're kind of delving into her early beginnings at Broadway, she was also venturing out to Hollywood to start her film career. But we're next going to move on to her next Broadway show in 1950. It would be another musical directed by Ruben Mamoulian. It's called Arms and the Girl. It was set during the Revolutionary War, based on the play The Pursuit of Happiness. It starred Nanette Fabre as Jo Kirkland, a spirited young woman living in rural Connecticut who ends up falling in love with a deserting Hessian soldier. The show was a lightweight, fun entertainment with a delightful score by Martin Gould and Dorothy Fields, but most importantly, it featured Pearl Bailey as Connecticut, a runaway slave who takes as her name whatever state she happens to be in. They didn't give her much to do in terms of the story, but they did give her a couple of wonderful show-stopping numbers, and we're going to hear both of those right now from Arms and the Girl from 1950. We are going to hear Nothing for Nothing, and There Must Be Something Better Than Love from Pearl Bailey.
No bird ever caught a worm by sticking his nose in the air. He got a scratch and dig all day, 'cause them worms just don't throw themselves away, you know. No fish ever caught a fly by flapping his fins in the sun. He gotta comb the rocks and rills, 'cause them flies just don't jump down his gills, you know. The applejack that's right there on tap, that's the stuff starts in curling up your toes. The animal you don't have to trap, that's the kind that you bury with your clothes. The older you get, the higher you grow, the more it's important for you to know there's nothing for nothing, nothing for nothing. Pay your way, like they say. Something for free is usually worth nothing. Somehow favor ain't got no flavor. All you get is in debt. People you owe, you soon grow to regret. But if love is what you need but ain't got, proceed, go out and grab it quick. It's like I told you, nothing for nothing, nothing for nothing. Don't expect to collect. Get off your seat and earn your place on earth. Give something for something. Be someone to someone. Or nothing, just nothing. That's just what you. Give it up, give it up. Too much man, too much grief. No more man, no more grief. To be brief, I got a firm belief. There must be something better than love. There must be something better in view. But if there's something better than love, now who wants it? Do you? There just must be some practical plan that don't require the service of man. Suppose they find that practical plan. Who wants it? Neither do I. Of course, there's a solitary life, sitting with your knitting and your cat. Oh, hold your knitting and your cat. Well, that's the end of that. Oh, what makes your two eyes wetter than love? What makes you feel upsetter than love? But if there's something better than love, who's got it? Who wants it? Do you? You know what? I was just thinking, there's something better than love. I'm sure there's something better to do. Suppose they find something better to do. Now who'd do it? Would you? There must be some respectable vice, a small all sin at a moderate price. Suppose they find that respectable vice. Who'd practice it? Don't look at me, of course. There's a certain kind of man, Marley, that man is good as gold. Women, women leave him absolutely cold. But then that man is only 2 days old. There's nothing more go-together than love. There's nothing triple-threader than love. But if there's something better than love and you like it, oh, ho, you can keep it. Oh, ho, I don't want it. Oh, ho, I can't use it. Yeah, but I ain't complaining. There's nothing better than love.
Arms and the Girl opened in February of 1950 and only lasted 134 performances, which meant that at the end of 1950, in December, Pearl was able to open another Broadway musical called Bless You All, which opened at the Mark Hellinger Theater with a score by Harold Rome. It only lasted 84 performances, unfortunately. We don't have a cast recording from the show, but she did get a big titled song to sing in that show. Also want to make note that around right after this in 1952, Pearl married jazz drummer Louis Belson. It was not her first marriage. I'm not going to go too much into her private life since we're focusing mostly on her music, but she did marry jazz drummer Louis Belson in London. He was 6 years younger and white and remained married to her until her death in 1990. They adopted a son, Tony, in the mid-1950s, and she had a daughter, Dee Dee, in 1960. Now, at the time, in the early 1950s, interracial marriages were not that common, especially for a big celebrity, which Pearl had become at this point, and she weathered a lot of criticism and personal attacks. Also, after Bless You All closed, Pearl's recording career really took off, and she continued releasing albums on a regular basis until 1971. We will eventually, after we finish looking at her Broadway career, we will get to her some of her recordings. But we're next going to move to 1954 for her next Broadway appearance. It's called House of Flowers. It opened at the Alvin Theater, which we now know as the Neil Simon Theater, where it ran 165 performances with music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Truman Capote and Harold Arlen. It's based on a short story by Capote. It tells of two Caribbean bordellos competing for business, with the focus being on one of the young prostitutes and the efforts of her madam, played by Pearl as Madame Fleur, to prevent her from marrying a local boy. As with a lot of musicals, the book was the problem mainly with House of Flowers. But another problem was the director, Peter Brook, who was very young. I think he was around 29 years old. But he was Truman Capote's choice to direct this. He had never directed a musical. And he immediately raised the ire of the mostly black cast during rehearsals. So there was a little bit of racial tension going on. In addition, it was the first time that Pearl Bailey was receiving top billing in a show. And she was proving difficult for Brooke to handle since she wanted to play the role her way, including while they were out of town during the out of town tryouts, taking a song away from the young actress playing that prostitute who was making her Broadway debut. That would be Diane Carroll. The song was Don't Like Goodbyes, which Carroll was stopping the show with during the out of town tryouts in Philadelphia. But Pearl Bailey wanted the song for herself. So Pearl got the song. Anyway, it was quite a difficult development period for House of Flowers. The show only lasted 165 performances on Broadway, but it has quite a delightful score by Arlen and Capote. We're going to hear three selections from the show sung by Pearl Bailey right now, including that Don't Like Goodbye song. We're going to hear One Man Ain't Quite Enough, What Is a Friend For, and of course, Don't Like Goodbyes from House of Flowers.
When I was young, my heart was weaving in and out of romance. I wanted one man to believe in, no matter what the circumstance. Oh, I was willing to go live in a sea shack by the sea and settle down with no misgiving. And give all of me for free. If one man could believe in me, but the ways of you led me to vermouth, a brandy too, and a chronic of gin and tonic. Then my loving grew more versatile, till no one man could fill the bill. I cut down on my weeping, took up a hot house keeping, and I got a lot of gardeners who know the kind of greenery I grow. Someday one man may call my bluff. Till then, one man ain't quite enough. So never fret, live and let all your lovely friends take their turn. I never met one lone wolf yet who teach you all you ought to learn. Someday one man may call my bluff. Till then, more men, 'cause one man ain't quite enough. In my youthful years, full of tears and beers, always in arrears, one scored and I was bored, and soon my real desires couldn't be concealed. So I had to yield and play the field. My attitude became more humorous, the more I dealt in numbers numerous. Oh, I sure was a good girl at being fair. Unless my loves were plural, I'd go stark raving mad. Someday one man may call my bluff. Till then, lots of men, 'cause one man ain't quite it. Suppose I have an ad-lib filled in here for the record date, but we've been so terribly busy over the theater we haven't had time. I say one man. A friend for? Should a friend bolt the door when trouble knocks and the cradle rocks? Is a friend just a metaphor for good times and nothing more? A friendship's never complete on a one-way street. Takes the two-way test to bring out the best. All the rest is just sheer badinage, only a mere mirage. Who needs a friend with a hasty heart? Who's only pleased with the tasty part? Enjoys a cherry without the stone. Loves to love, live alone. To my mind, there's nothing worse than that primitive, insensitive kind of person. I like a friend to be a full-time contributor. I don't devotee, that's what an all-out friend is for. I like my daiquiri strong. I want my loving long. If my heart you would move, you must constantly prove you're a man with the power to stay, honey. Real men don't fade away. Give me my talking straight. I'm not the kind who'll wait. Stating in advance, I will give you the chance to prove that I'm not an old bagatelle. Want it when things go well. Don't care for nothing that seems slipshod. I like to squeeze like two peas in a pod. Got no use for that type of elf. Plays all night, then leaves you to yourself. In my mind, I draw the line at that kind of egotistical, selfish wine. No part of me is taboo to pilgrims who dare to explore. One who will follow through that's what an all-out friend is for. You're not sleeping well. Life's an empty shell. Breathing seems a bore. Well, honey, what you need to do is to find yourself a friend who might explore your mother can't clean this up no more. Well, ain't that what a friend is for? It's not easy, it's never been easy to let anyone see the sentimental side of me. Hard as I try, I can't help but show it's my heart you're taking when you go. Don't like goodbyes, tears or sighs. I'm not too good at leaving time. I got no taste for grieving time. No, no, not me. You've been my near one, ever my dear one. I never thought that I would find another love, a different kind, but it came to be. Now that your future is looking up, forget the past and go fill your loving cup. But remember, remember, living is fine, and the world overhead has a clear new shine. I won't be grieving now that you're leaving. It's traveling time. And if I could arrange it, oh, would I care to change it? Not me.
We're now moving into the 1960s, and by the 1960s, Pearl was a regular fixture on the nation's television screens, appearing frequently on all of the most popular variety shows, like The Andy Williams Show, The Ed Sullivan Show, The Carol Burnett Show, and then eventually later on, The Muppet Show even. She even had her own mid-season replacement series in 1971 called, of course, The Pearl Bailey Show. She also got to do some TV acting along the way with guest stint on The Love Boat, and she was also a cast member on the soap opera As the World Turns at one point. But we are going to turn to her final Broadway show, which was Hello, Dolly, which, of course, by the time Pearl Bailey stepped into the role of Dolly in 1967, the show had been running for 4 years, but David Merrick, the producer of the show, decided to kind of rejuvenate the long-running show by turning it into an all-black cast in 1967, headed by Pearl Bailey and her old friend Cab Calloway as Horace Vandegelder. They stepped in November of 1967, and they played with the show for 2 full years. Critics revisited the show and found Pearl to be a fantastic Dolly Levi, brought audiences flocking back, and the show got a second cast recording with the all-black cast, which was quite a rarity. Pearl also toured with the show again in 1975 and returned to Broadway in November and December of that year for 42 more performances at the Minskoff. Want to also note that Pearl received a special Tony Award for coming into the show in 1967, which was quite an accomplishment. We're going to hear 3 of her songs from Hello, Dolly. We're going to hear I Put My Hand In, Before the Parade Passes By, and So Long, Dearie.
woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lies. When a man with a timid tongue meets a girl with a diffident air, why should the tortured creatures beat around the bush when heaven knows Mother Nature always needs a little push? I put my hand in here, I put my hand in there, and a girl over 6'3" meets a man who comes up to her ear. Surely it's obvious she'll never be seduced till some kind soul condescends to give her bow a little boost. I put my hand in here, I put my hand in there. I've always been a woman who arranges things. It's my duty to assist the Lord above. I've always been a woman who arranges things like luncheon parties, poker games. Well, there's love. My aplomb at cosmetic art turned a frump to a trump lady fair. She had a countenance a little bit like Scrooge, but oh, today you would swear the Lord himself applied the rouge. I put my hand in here, and I twist a little, stir a little, hem a little, her a little, shape a little, mold a little. Some poor chap gets sold a little when I use my fist a little. Some young brag is kissed a little, pressure with the thumb. Matrimony comes when I put my hand in here. Before the parade passes by, I've got to go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I've got to get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life with the rest of them. With the best of them, I can hold my head up high. I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I wanna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd over there. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton before the parade passes by.
When the parade passes by, listen and hear that brass harmony blowing. When the parade passes by, pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All those eyes.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Don't try and stop me, Horace, please. Wave your little hand and whisper, so long, dearie, you ain't gonna see me anymore. But when you discover that your life is dreary, don't you come a-knocking at my door. 'Cause I'll be all dressed up and singing that song that says, you dog, I told you so. So wave your little hand and whisper, so long, dearie, dearie, should have said so long, so long ago. Oh, you treat me so rotten and rough, I've had enough of feeling low. So wave your little hand and whisper, so long, dearie, dearie, should have said so long, so long ago. Oh, I hear that choo-choo calling me home to that fancy new address. Yes, I hear that choo-choo calling me home on board that Happiness Express. I'm gonna learn to hoochie-cooch and smoke a cigarette. I'm gone as far away from Yonkers as a girl can get. So to your old cash register. It's a little lumpy, but it rings. Yes, sir, I'll be all dressed up and singing that song that says, you dog, I told you so. Horace, you will find your life a sad old story when you see your dolly shuffle off to glory. Oh, I should have said so long, so long ago.
As I stated before, starting in the 1950s, Pearl's recording career really took off. And there are, if you look online, you're going to find that there's a very large collection of discs that Pearl Bailey recorded over the years. We're going to hear some selections right now. I'm focusing mostly on show tunes and standards that were written by composers who were known mainly either for film songs or for theater songs. We're going to start with some songs from the very early period of the world of musical theater. We're going to hear three songs from, we're going to hear My Man, which is actually a 1920 French song that had English lyrics by Channing Pollock, which is popularized by Fanny Brice in her 1921 recording and also in 1928 film My Man. Fanny Brice, of course, the star of the Ziegfeld Follies. Then we're going to hear They Didn't Believe Me, with a song written by Herbert Reynolds and Jerome Kern from the musical The Girl from Utah from 1914. And then from the musical Sunny from 1925, with a score by Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein II, and Otto Harbach. We're going to hear Who, all sung by, of course, Pearl Bailey.
It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired you bet, but all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks, he's no hero out of books. He's my man. Two or three girls has he, that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't good. He isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright. All right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his forevermore. My man is, I am his are. They didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your curly hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly gonna tell them, that I'm the girl whose boy one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That in this great big world you've chosen, cannot compare, 'cause they're the loveliest things I've ever seen. But when I tell them, and you know I'm gonna tell them, that you're the man whose wife one day I'll be, never believe me, that from this great big world you've chosen me. You believe me when I say you. Makes me dream all day, dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Means my happiness, who will I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who, who? Ah, nobody but you.
Stole my heart away. Makes me dream all day, dreams I dream that never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Who will you answer yes to? Oh, you ought to guess who, who? No one but you. I said,
no one, nobody but you.
It's going to be a great big fight in here if somebody don't hurry up and tell me who.
Next up from Pearl Bailey, we've got Three by George and Ira Gershwin. We've got I Got Rhythm from Girl Crazy, 1930. The title song from 1924 is Lady Be Good. And from OK, Someone to Watch Over Me.
that I had rhythm.
Lady be good. Lady be good. Oh, sweet and lovely lady be good. Oh, lady be good to me.
Gentlemen, I am so awfully misunderstood.
Oh, lady be good to me.
Well, won't you please have some pity? Oh, Pearly May's all alone in this big city. Lost in the woods.
So, lady, be good to me.
Why do you want me to be good? You're calling me beautiful. Don't tell me I'm too beautiful for words. What do you want now? What do you want from me? Just to be good to you. Did you know that this is tulip weather? Come on, let's put two and two together. I told you I was a young child lost in the world. This lady can't be good to you.
This is tulip weather.
This is tulip weather.
So let's put two and two together.
Two and two and two and me and you. There you go again with that. One from me. And they go off and running at the track. I'm lovely. I'm a doll. There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain land I've kind of had in my mind. I've been looking everywhere, but I haven't found him yet. He's a big affair I cannot forget. The only man I ever think of, well, with regret. Just tell me, where is that shepherd for this poor lamb? Tell me, there's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who
carry.
We now turn our attention to a couple of movie songs that I thought we would throw in from Pearl Bailey. The first one is actually by George and Ira Gershwin, who we just heard three songs from. It's from the Astaire and Rogers film from 1937, Shall We Dance? And it's They Can't Take That Away From Me. Then we're going to hear her singing Personality, sung by written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke for the 1946 film The Road to Utopia.
Sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way you smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road. Education. Sally Jones had a scientific streak. Susie Brown used to lecture on ancient architecture. Josie Green spoke Latin and Greek. Just forgotten girls with forgotten brains, while history explains. When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. A girl can get somewhere, even if she has stringy hair. She can even be a bit bold at her knees. Makes no difference, you know what though? She's got to show a faultless personality. And nowadays you can learn to spell. Take dictation pretty well. You don't have to sit on the boss's settee, never. That is, unless you've got a perfect personality. And there's only one thing that puzzles me. Why is it certain girls offer certain things? Some get sable coats and some even get wedding rings. And you know who they're from? The best guys, the one who wear their spats right. Ha-ha! Now you're right. So, brother, don't tell me I'm smart and have the kindest heart. Oh, what a wonderful sister I'd be. Because I'm not looking for any relatives. I just want a small personal opinion. Just tell me how you like my personality. And just give me a short explanation. Don't make it long, because I don't like that look in your eyes. Make it short, brother, real short.
We next go back to the early 1930s for two songs. First up is Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler from the 1931 Rhythmania show, which was a Cotton Club show. Then we're going to hear from The New Yorkers, a Cole Porter musical from 1930. We're going to hear Love for Sale. Here's Pearl Bailey.
You, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Is there anyone around who cannot see it's the well-known runaround you've given me? I suppose you'll tell me I'm all wrong. Yes, it's a bitter pill to take coming from you. So I made a mistake. What can I do? I don't know what makes me string along. Maybe 'cause I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. Oh, you got me all in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Surely forgive you, but brother, I won't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Yes, I ought to cross you off the list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate gives my heart a twist, and I run and I run right back for more. Oh, I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You in between the devil and the deep. When the only sound in the empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belong to a lonesome cop, I open shop. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of this wayward town, and her smile becomes a smirk, well, I go to work. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Oh, tell me who is gonna buy? Will you you tell me who would like to sample my supply? And tell me who's prepared to pay that little price for that trip to paradise? I'm talking about love for sale. Honey, let your poets, let them pipe of love in their childish way, 'cause I know every type of love better far than fame. If you want the thrill of love, oh, Pearl's been through the mill of love. Honey, I had old love, I've had new love, had every love but true love, love for sale. Appetizing, real appetizing young love for sale. So if you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb those stairs. Love for sale. I'm talking about love. I wouldn't take up all this time for nothing. Love for sale.
For the last two songs I'm going to play, I kind of joined these two together because they sort of mark the beginning and the ending for Pearl Bailey, and they also are kind of linked together thematically a little bit. We're going to start with Come Rain or Come Shine by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, which is from St. Louis Woman in 1946. Pearl didn't get to sing this in the show, but she did record the song. Then we are going to hear Mama a Rainbow, which is from the musical Minnie's Boys from 1970, which was about the Marx Brothers, by Hal Hackety and Larry Grossman. And it sort of, as you can see, a rainbow is sort of about when Come Rain or Come Shine, because when the sun comes out after the rain, you do get a rainbow. But it also marks the end because it's from Pearl Bailey's final album in 1971. So kind of the beginning, end of her recording career. So I thought they matched up pretty well together. So here is Pearl Bailey singing Come Rain or Come Shine and Mama a Rainbow.
I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody loves me, come rain or come shine. Happy together or unhappy together, oh, and won't it be fine? All my days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in all. I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Yes, you're gonna love me like nobody loves me, come rain or come shine. Happy together or unhappy together, no, and won't it be fine? All my days may be cloudy and sunny, do you give to the person who has given all her life and love to you? What do you give to your reason you've been given? I would win the shop my whole life through. Mama, a rainbow. Mama, the sunrise. Mama, the moon to wear. That's not good enough. No, not good enough. Not for Mama. Mama, a palace. Diamonds like doorknobs. A mountain of gold to wear. It's not rich enough. No, not rich enough. Not for my mama. Mama, lifetime, proud of every laughter. That's not rich enough, nor is it long enough. What could I give her? I didn't give her. Lord, what could that present be? Well, I'd take my mama young. Lord, she was beautiful. You should have seen her. She was. Love from me.
Pearl Bailey died in Philadelphia on August 17th, 1990, from heart issues at the age of 72. She left behind three memoirs and a best-selling cookbook. She was a special delegate to the United Nations for three different presidents and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1988. She was an Emmy Award winner, and in 1976, she was the first African-American to receive the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award. Pearlie Mae, as we know her friends called her, was such a unique personality, which is what I think made her a star. She was always such a welcoming, funny, warm personality. She was larger than life with the talent to match it. So to close out, I want to leave you with one of my favorite of her recordings. We're going to hear her singing Here's That Rainy Day by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen from the musical Carnival in Flanders.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. They told me about, and I laughed the thought that it might turn out this way. Where, tell me where, is that one I wish After it brought my lover near. Yes, it's so funny how love becomes a cold. I money. That rainy day is here. Talked about, oh, how I laughed, I just laughed at the thought it would ever turn out this way. You know, it's so funny. No, it's funny. These dreams I cast aside right after my lover came near. Lord, it's funny, it's so funny how that rainy day is here. How love becomes a cold rainy day. Strange. That rainy day is here. I know how suddenly that day is here. It's here. It's cold. Oh, Lord, it's so cold.